No, you know I'm not going to. What is? You got to tell me what it is.
It's a mint.
It's a mint.
It's a mint laced with LSD. Go ahead.
Hang on.
See what happens.
This is going to get
I am.
This is the super secret, extra spicy, Black Star mint of warriors.
I'm going to let it just season a little bit.
See, Will, it would have been worth it, but you're on vacation just to fly over here just for the insanity of podcast number 8 of the day.
Number 8 for the day. Oh, goodness gracious.
And I have one more after this.
So here's the thing. Entrepreneurs, leaders, salespeople, we all want to create consistent, repeatable, and scalable ways to grow our business and our income. And we want to do it better, faster, and more seamlessly. Why? So we can actually enjoy our lives, take vacations, and spend the quality time that we want with the people that we love. How do we do all this without spending a fortune or running ourselves ragged? That's the big question. And this show is dedicated to the answer.
Hey, so welcome back to the podcast. Boy, this is the 8th podcast I've filmed today. I don't know if I've ever actually said that before, but we've done this before. We sat in a room and we just interviewed all these remarkable people. And today, if you were looking for a strategy around what should I do to stand out, build my brand on social in 2024, look or listen no further than Will Draper, longtime client, 7 years in real estate, $20 million in volume, selling 30 houses a year, and really living his best life. He and Jason Pantana, longtime buddies. So Jason, welcome back to the show. And Will, welcome to the show.
Tom, Jason, thank you so much for having me. Obviously, you see, I do not have my normal studio right now because I'm on vacation, but I would not pass up an opportunity to talk to you guys about this.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And I know you two, you know, connect a lot. You guys talk a lot about social strategies. So I thought it'd be fun for like to hear, I want to hear Will's perspective. And then Jason, you know, you jump in, I'm going to jump in, but I know what everybody's looking for right now. If we said, hey, I want to build my brand in 2024, I want to be more recognizable. We know that social media is a broad term, but you've got 5 things that you know work. You're doing it in your business. When people, you know, DM you and say, "Will, what should I be doing?" This is the advice that you're offering people. So help us understand. Give us number one, and let's go one at a time, and let's unpack each one of these. Because right now, people are looking for answers. So, Will, how do I build my brand, and how do I win on social in 2024?
So I think something a lot of people do is they try to be everywhere. And obviously we want to be seen everywhere, but trying to be excellent on LinkedIn and trying to be excellent on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, most people can't be excellent at all of those 5 different things.
Right.
So you've got to find what's the one thing. And all of the clients that I coach for you and all the people that I see crushing it in the real estate space on the social media side of things have one platform that they absolutely crush on. And they might be present on the other platforms because we want to be present everywhere, but they have to crush on one particular platform. So I think finding what that platform is for you and deciding to go all in on that platform is the key to actually getting started, because everything else just comes from that, because there's a strategy. It's different on every platform.
Right.
Because when I started my business, I wanted to be everywhere, right? But I realized my audience is different on every platform.
Bingo.
So for instance, for me, Facebook was where I got my start because my audience on Facebook was my friends, my sphere, the people in my community. So I made content for those people. And Instagram was an entirely different world. My audience there is real estate agents.
Right.
I'm coaching. I'm helping people across the country grow their businesses. Right. But I really built my business on good old fashioned Facebook.
Right. And I think that's a key distinction. You know, a lot of people in social, myself included, we all say the same thing. You got to be everywhere.
Right.
But if I look back on my sort of history, it's YouTube first. It was like email, which wasn't social, but it was definitely YouTube. Then it was Facebook.
Yep.
And I maintained YouTube, but I know I didn't pay as much attention to it when Facebook hit.
Yeah.
Same thing with Twitter, now X, same thing with Instagram, TikTok, etc. So I like that. It's like find your beachhead and go really hard there. But I think the distinction that I heard, and I'm curious, Jason, your input is go where your clients are. Go where your clients are, right? If your clients are on Facebook, be on Facebook. You know, don't be jumping around on TikTok if your clients aren't there, as an example. Be on TikTok. But what did you hear, Jace?
So I agree with both of what you're saying. Last week I was doing a session with a room of agents, and we went through the three reasons for doing social media marketing.
Yeah.
And the context was, there's not a wrong reason. There's not a right reason. There's just your reason, and being clear about what that reason is. And it's almost like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs, like the baseline primordial reason is, and then it gets a little bit bigger and more grand each time.
Yeah.
And at the very baseline level, the reason for doing social media marketing at the most baseline of levels is to look good when looked up. You may say, my only reason for doing social media is if somebody looks me up and clicks on a link, I want to look good as a brand. The level two is I want to be in contact and in relationship with my people, my tribe, so to speak.
Right.
And that's where I think what Will said comes in handy. Because if you're looking at social media as social networking, then that's absolutely an important distinction to be made, is where are your people most active? The third layer we talked about was you want to generate inbound organic leads. It's about content marketing. That's going to require a lot more muscle in terms of a lot more content, a lot more strategy, a much bigger plan to be able to cut through the noise of a platform like Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. But I think in either, whether your purposes are level two, you just want to nurture relationships, or level three, you want to attract business.
Right.
Either way, you are going to, let's be realistic, you are going to have to decide where you're going to put most of your focus. Now, everybody hears me talk. I have a slide that says everywhere, every day. And so we talk about cross-purposing your content or cross-posting your content to multi-purpose it across different platforms. At the same time, we also recognize there's going to be one or two platforms where you're just more focused. And if you're being truly candid, you're making content for those platforms, for those formats. And so I think that's the nature of a content creator, Will, is you're going to make content for the platform about which you're the most passionate, and that's going to spill over into other platforms. But I also think there's an element of what you said about social networking where, hey, where are you going to be in the DMs? Is it going to be in mail on LinkedIn? Is it going to be in, where's it going to be to do the social networking stuff? Is it Facebook groups? I think these are all important questions to wrestle with.
So yeah, and the engagement strategy and commenting and sliding into DMs, I think that's, I have that as number four on my list of the top five things. So I definitely want to cover that because I've been working on something for the past couple of years that's been really working in my business. I've been beta testing it with my coaching clients, and they are getting leads left and right. But I want to save that for the end because I think it's super powerful, impactful, and super, super easy.
Love it. So number one is like, pick the one.
Pick
the one, but you gotta be everywhere. Do you have any hacks, Will, on how you get your content everywhere, even though it might be focused on pick a platform?
Yeah.
So I use a social media scheduler. Like the brand I use is called Loomly, but there's Metricool and Sprout Social and all those other different platforms.
Right.
I say pick one. I love Loomly because Loomly does one thing that a lot of them don't do. It allows you to post your Google business profile.
It's a good one. Yeah.
A lot of the other ones don't allow you to do that. So it's like, let me pick the platform where I can cross post to every social media platform I want to be present on. And I can pick the specific piece of content that goes to each platform and pre-schedule it out. So one thing we do for our Google business profile is I'll have my assistant, we'll get together once a month for about half an hour. We'll use AI, come up with all of our content for the next month, schedule everything out, three posts a day to our Google business profile, and then send her off. And in about 2 hours, the entire month is scheduled off and we're done for the month.
Yeah.
So using something like Loomly, any type of social media schedule, makes it so much easier.
I love it. So that's number one. What's number two? What's the number two thing? I want to kill it on social in 2024.
The number two thing also comes from the number one mistake I see a lot of agents make. They have no idea who they're making content for, right? Mm-hmm. That ties back to who's your audience, who's on that specific platform. And when we talk about client avatars, I feel like a lot of people look too broadly. I like to go super narrow down. So when I started my business, my avatar was somebody who lives in or is moving into my small 40,000 person town outside of the 2 million population of Raleigh that has kids that are of grade school age that want to make sure they're in the right schools, in the right neighborhoods. And they also like spending time outside, going to breweries, you know, go and do outdoor recreation and hiking. Like, I wanted to get that specific. And once I knew that client avatar, and everybody else should know that specific of a client avatar, what type of content to make goes away because I know.
It's easy.
They want to know about the schools. They want to know these particular neighborhoods, these particular houses in a particular price point. I'm not showing $3 million and $300,000. I had a very narrow $200,000 to $300,000 price point. And then I highlighted all the local businesses and things to do that my avatar would want to do. And I think people miss it. It's great to learn about what's escrow or what I should do during an inspection, But if I'm not saying my local marketplace in the content, in the caption, because we all know social media platforms, they're listening to everything we're saying. They're watching everything we're typing.
Right.
And using those local SEO keywords is absolutely crucial. So everything you do has to tie back to what's that client avatar and what's the local market that you're serving.
So I love this because I've always niche to reach, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, know who is your ideal customer? Who is your perfect customer? Yeah. And so here, I'm going to give you guys the argument. This is what I hear all the time on the road, in DMs. I'm afraid to go too narrow on my avatar because I don't want to miss people outside of it.
Okay.
I literally hear that from people.
I've heard that for 10 years. I've been hearing that same objection.
Okay, so and what say you, Jason, to that objection?
Well, if I'm dignifying that with a response, what I've typically said in the past is, just because you define an audience that you're pursuing doesn't mean they're the people that you will exclusively do business with. Mm-hmm. Would you rather attract what you don't want or attract what you do want? It's not to say you won't ever get a client you don't want.
Yes.
That falls outside of your avatar. But why on earth would you use that kind of, like, why would you try to attract what you know you don't want?
Right. Right.
That's my broad way of getting to that issue.
Well, what do you say in that scenario when someone says, I don't want to narrow my focus too much because I don't want to miss all those other opportunities?
I think Jason kind of nailed part of it on the head right there. Is I want to work with the people I want to work with. We're in a very stressful industry when people are going through major life changes, because the only people really moving right now are going through those life changes and they're stressed out.
Yeah. Yep.
I would rather have somebody that's stressed out who we can go spend some time together. We can make relationships and make friends. Some of my best friends, my kids' best friends are former clients because they were my avatar, right? Yes. And I'll also say, when I map all of my sales, map all of my properties, 65 to 70% of my business is in my town, my farm area where I do all my marketing. That means another 35% of my business is still everywhere else.
That's right.
Referrals from those clients, right? Referrals from other agents.
Right.
I have listings an hour and a half from where I live, but I leverage other agents in our market to help secure those, right? So if you don't go too narrow, nobody knows who you're for, so your content's never going to grow. Right.
That's,
like I had this decision. I talked with my coach early on. I was like, do I go with Raleigh or do I go with Wake Forest, this smaller area where I live?
Yep.
And I'm like, there's 20,000 agents in my market. Like, how do I stand out in 20,000 agents? But there's probably only a couple hundred in my market here. Let me stand out in my market because this is the town I know and love and really leaned into and leaned into the community. So niche down, go super narrow. I make all of my coaching clients name their client avatar. What's their name, right? Are they the Smiths, the Johnsons? Like, what's their setup? How much money do they make? Where are they coming from? Where do they work? What do they do for a living? And I make them get super narrow because then it just opens up, I know what content they need.
I also think that's refreshing for a lot of agents who are listening or watching right now because there is this level of work involved in making content. I have to go do the work of, I got to make all this stuff.
Yeah.
But when you take the time to recognize who you're making it for, then it becomes, well, I'm excited. This is a gateway to a conversation with the people I like.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an exciting moment in the life of a real estate professional when they realize their clients are their best friends.
Bingo.
And they love the work they get to do because they're attracting the right kind of people. So I fundamentally agree with, not just from you made the comment before, like algorithmically, unless you're consistent, the algorithm doesn't know how to serve your content in terms of suggestions. There's that. But I just think for the purest idea of, hey, wouldn't it be fun to think about the kind of people you want to work with and then be a valuable resource to them to attract those kinds of people? I think that makes it so much more exciting. I would even go so far as to say, like on your Instagram, for instance, what I typically coach to is the first line of your bio should define who you're making content for. It's the opening. Yeah. It's like, who are you making it for?
Yeah.
Because
Beautiful.
They're going to click your profile, come look at you, and then decide, is this person for me or against me?
Right.
And if you're for them, that's the starting point.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And in a practical application too, it's funny. I have one of my coaching clients and he was like, man, I'm only getting investors reaching out to me. Everybody's looking out for investment property. I'm like, let's go back and let's scan your profile.
Yeah.
From investment properties to starter homes. We're like, okay, that's what your profile says. Now, what content do you make? You're highlighting places that would make great Airbnbs. You're attracting that particular person.
Exactly.
Let's switch up the content. Let's start marketing these types of homes and these types of neighborhoods. Oh, 2 months later, you get a call from somebody looking for a $2 million property. Bingo, right? It's
Perfect.
Switched, right? You told the algorithm, this is the content I produce. So the people interested in that content get fed the content. That's how the algorithm works.
You get what you attract.
It sounds more
Absolutely.
Like dream home to second home to investment properties right. and everything in between. Now they're like, oh, she does it all for me.
I also think your comment about the local breweries or yes. the lifestyle, like the stuff you enjoy doing and then documenting that in your local marketplace, there's a lot to, I like this one a lot. This is a
like,
good tip.
Like attracts like. People like us do things like that. How many yeah. times have we heard those statements before? Then we say,
a couple times.
Well, of course, like, why does everybody love coming to Tom Ferry events? Well, not everybody, but like the people that come, I think everybody should come. But it's because we all see each other and we yeah. have this thing in common. And then you've got 1,000 subgroups, the social group, the video group, the we're going to probably party yeah. too hard group, yeah. the we're only going to sit in the corner and analyze the heck out of the numbers group. Yep. Everybody finds their tribe. And that's what I like about the strategy. What's number three? I want to kill it on social in 2024. What's number three, Will?
Number three is a great piggyback to number two. Once you know your clear client avatar, you actually have to have a clear content strategy.
Yes.
You have to develop your content around that avatar, go all in, and don't stop. What I see most people do, they'll try it for a month. It won't work. Define your content strategy. Make sure you're speaking to every part of your ideal client yeah. and then stick to it. Come up with a regular rhythm. Come up with a cadence, right? Come up with something that is approachable for you to do. Don't start by trying to make 7 posts a week.
Yeah.
Start with 2, be consistent for 30 days. Then let's ramp up. Let's add something else. Let's ramp up, add something else. So it's having a clear content strategy once you are clear on your client avatar
yep.
and you can really dial in and you can refine and improve your content over time, right? You can't start with 7 pieces of A content. If you start with 2 pieces of C content, great. That's better than 0.
Yes.
Start there, slowly build, be consistent 30 days and keep continually improving and add into it, but know exactly the type of content that is going to appeal to your ideal client.
Interrupting my own show with a quick little announcement. If you're like me and you recognize this is the time of the year when we've got to make decisions, we got to look back at what's worked in the past and decide what we want to have happen in 2024, then yes, it is time for you to get your plan together. Now, if you're one of my coaching clients, you know, you just go inside a Loom, you download the 2024 plan, you and your coach work on that together. If you're not one of my clients, go to tomferry.com. There's be a link below. Download a copy of the plan. Get to work on it. Use ChatGPT and other resources to answer the tough questions about the strategies you need to implement to ensure your success in 2024. So tomferry.com, get your business plan and let's get to work. Now let's go back to the show. So I want to throw this thought out to the two of you. I am such a big fan of using my clients as direction, as guiding lights, recognizing mm-hmm. that, you know, even when we know our ideal avatar, there's still going to be bifurcation, trifurcation, quadrication, whatever the next one is. Like there's going to be these something like that. Like these subset groups. So I love to ask like, hey, what's important to you? What's on your mind? You see me on Instagram all the time saying, yep. what's the biggest problem you have today? And what I find over the last 3 years of doing that, there's basically 7 questions.
Yeah.
And those 7 questions gives me an enormous thank you, everyone that's ever posted one of your questions. It's the same 7 questions over and over again with some yeah. occasional outliers, but it just keeps me on the pulse of what's on the zeitgeist of my customers. So I'm curious for the two of you guys, when you're developing content, are you doing any surveys? Are you doing any interviews? Are you finding out what's important? You know, hey, what are the 5 new restaurants you want me to go find out for you or best parks? Like what is important? You guys do that or no?
You first, Will.
Absolutely. You got to ask your clients, and I didn't say past clients. You have to ask your clients yes. what information they want to know. There and even down to when I was looking to hire my first assistant, I was like, you know what I should do? I should email my entire database and say, hey, my business is growing. I am looking for somebody to do this. I'm looking for somebody to do this.
Yep. Yep.
And it brings that word. Oh, they're growing. I'm trying to build community
right.
there. Right? Right. So absolutely reach out and ask. What do you think, Jay?
So most of I was listening to your process, and I know we were talking earlier today on an earlier mm-hmm. podcast about stories and polls and broadcast channels yes. for getting information. I love that. Mm-hmm. I should do better at it than I mm-hmm. do.
Yep.
Where I get most of my inspiration for content is coaching clients, is the yes. conversations I'm having. And so I think that's going to be very consistent with most of the people who are watching or listening right now. You're out in the field showing properties, you're at a listing appointment, you're dealing with a specific situation with a transaction, or you're out with your family at this new hotspot around town,
right.
and it's in your everyday dealings, and it's simply a matter of training yourself to, that'd make a great video. Ooh, yeah. there are more people who I bet have the same question.
Yep.
And then training yourself to have, a lot of our coaching clients have a text message to themselves, or they have an Apple Note mm-hmm. or they have a Slack channel. I don't care how you collect the data points, but as these moments arise right. in your day-to-day, just document it. And then when it comes time to go make content, you've got a giant list of ideas.
Yeah. I just love the whole, like, what are the questions? What's on the minds of my customers, yeah. right? Like, I've been on this rant for the last 45 days, Will, that every real estate agent that's relatively active in their community is going to ask 80 to 100 times a month, hey, you're in real estate, how's the market?
Yeah.
And my assumption is they're not looking for a Bloomberg-esque answer. They're not looking for, well, you know, now that the 10-year treasury is finally, and the you know number of demands, because of 2007, 8, 9, 10, and the number of homes that weren't, they, you know what they want to know? Is my equity safe?
Yeah.
Am I going to be okay? I have some future plans for my property. Like, I want to give it to my kids. I want to make yeah. this happen. We want to sell this and move to our retirement community. And I think that's what's on the minds of people right now. And I think if you go a little deeper into your point, you just start to document what are the questions that they're asking me.
Yeah.
And then I would go into ChatGPT-4 and I would say, I get asked these three questions over and over again. What would you say are the 4 to 5 layer deeper question yeah. that they're really trying to get to go? Or I would just ask everybody, hey, you know, thank you so much for asking me about the market. Tell me specifically what part of the market are you most curious about, or why are you really asking that question?
Yeah.
And you know, I get asked 100 times a month this question, how's the market? But you know what I discovered? 37% of the people actually wanted to know, is their equity okay?
Yeah.
And 43% of the people wanted to know, are my future plans for my property? And then you start talking about that and people are like, yeah, she's talking to me.
Yeah.
That's the question I've been asking myself. That's why I go on Zillow 6 times a year.
Yeah.
Jamie, who's one of our yeah. teammates, who just bought his first house. And he's like, it's a little obsessive, man. I'm going on Zillow all the time to figure out, is my home price going up or going down? I'm like, Jamie, stop, stop. Right. So I think there's something to that, but let's stay focused here.
Yeah.
You're on vacation. Well, we are so grateful that you're doing this on vacation. So let's get you back to your family.
Yep.
What's number four? And then you have this crazy hook for number five. That's the ultimate hack. What's the number four thing I need to be doing?
Okay. Number four thing you need to be doing, Jason said it just a minute ago, and is leveraging AI, leveraging ChatGPT, right?
Yes.
Jason and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago on a Friday for like an hour. And he was like, hey, how many people are helping you? And I'm like, what do you mean? He was like, making content. I'm like, I do it all myself. He was like, how? I was like, ChatGPT. Right?
Yeah.
AI, using scheduling tools.
Yeah.
If you're not using that technology to help with simple things like writing your captions, right? Some people know how to make great video and they're like, what do I say in the caption? Go to ChatGPT and use it, right?
Right.
When it comes to developing a social media content strategy, if you can't figure it out yourself, right? And you listen to everything we say, you know who your ideal client is, go and tell it who your ideal client is and what your goals are and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I actually did an experiment earlier this year. In January, I went into ChatGPT and I said, build me a social media content strategy around being a real estate marketing coach. And I identified my ideal client, went through. This year, I started with about 5,000 followers and I'm right at 38,000 now on Instagram following that clear content strategy.
Yep.
It was telling me the content buckets I should hit in. And it was like, what's your expertise? And I was like, my expertise is this. It's like, great. We should develop content around these three pillars. You should have one from each pillar each week. You need to make sure you have engaging stories and blah, 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 blah. And I followed that strategy consistently over the entire year. And it didn't happen all at once. It's just like the compound effect from Daryl Hardy, right? Yep. Like this, like this, like this towards the end, right? Yep. Because all it takes is that one piece to hit. After you've had this consistent buildup over time, people land on your profile and they say, okay, this is who they make content for. This is their ideal client. This is what I can expect when I follow them from below. Oh, what they say is down here actually lives true,
yeah.
right? So using AI to build that content strategy to help you develop your captions, to help you create more content. If you're making long form content on YouTube, if you're not using Gitmunch or Opus Clip or one of those other tools to create your long form content and break it down to short form, if you're doing podcasts, people are always like, how do you make podcast clips? Well, there's a lot of great tools out there that can take the virality out of the podcast clips. There's no better time to be a content creator or a marketer or an attraction marketing person than right now. It yeah. is easier to create content now right. than ever. So nobody has an excuse.
I also think what you said about the way you utilize ChatGPT or the recommendation is not just to help you make the caption
yes.
or to make the post, mm-hmm. but to first prompt it to ask you a series of questions to help you define your categories of content. Because I think a lot of folks out there are just saying, they're not necessarily, they're leaping before they look because there's so much pressure in their lives. They have a lot going on and they just want this to work.
Yep.
But for it to truly work, you've got to be making content that's consistent and authentic with who you are and the kind of client you're trying to serve. And so I believe using a tool like ChatGPT to ask you the hard questions that can help you define your expertise so you can then line it up with the most appropriate types of formats, like whether it's a video or a post, I think that's a really good first step. And then using it for all the little minutia captions and so forth.
Right.
It's macro, then micro.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting kind of how we've structured this talk too. It's like, all right, it's almost like we're prompting ChatGPT as we're having this talk because we're picking our platform, right? We're identifying our ideal client avatar. We're identifying, okay, what's our clear content strategy? All right, how do we marry those three? We use ChatGPT to help us marry those three.
Yes.
Right? So we're kind of like building our own prompt as we're having this conversation, which I think is pretty apropos, if you will.
I agree. So it's fascinating, guys. I think I've had about, let's call it sub 30,000 people in the last 30 days show up on a session essentially to help create their plan for 2024.
Yeah.
And the only thing that is different this year compared to last year is I said, okay, so when you build your marketing plan and I show a prompt, act like Tom Ferry real estate coach. I need a annual, quarterly, monthly, weekly marketing plan for fill in the blank of all your lead generation sources. And my total monthly budget is X. Go. And people just like, they literally, I watch their brains just pop when it just writes an entire 1 year plan. And again, the more specific, the more detailed you give it, I use email and text and direct mail and I shoot videos and I do this and it writes the entire plan. And like people literally look at me like, this is such an unfair advantage. And yet there's, I don't know, 45 bazillion agents around the world. And I've touched 30,000. We'll see how many of them are really doing it. I know the coaching clients I talked to have said, planning this year has never been easier. Starting with that first of like, ask me up to 15 or 20 questions to understand me, my goals, my ambitions, my work ethic, what it is I'm committed to, but ask me those questions one at a time to really understand me, to then help me synthesize and build my plan. It's mind-blowing what's possible. Okay, we're nerding out of ChatGPT. Yeah, we all need to invest in that company. What is number five, Will? You teased us. The number five way that I'm going to crush on social, build my brand, and make 2024 even better. What do you got for us?
All right. And the reason I tease it, it's also apropos for social media because you have to have a hook, right? Yes. To get people to the end of your content because we live in a 3-second society.
Perfect. Right? I had a feeling there was a hook in this.
Very strategic.
Yes. Number five.
So it was funny. A while back, the CEO for Instagram came out and he was talking about where people spend their time on the platform, right? And he was like, they spend their time on the platform in the stories and in the DMs.
Yeah.
They're going less and less to the feed. And I'm like, okay, what's the strategy we can use to keep creating the content we're creating? Because creating content for your feed, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever it is, that creates awareness and brand awareness, right? But it doesn't necessarily build community and generate leads. That's where stories come in, okay? So I have a clear story engagement strategy where I've been testing this with my own business and testing it with a lot of my coaching clients. And it's a super simple strategy. Is every 4 to 5 days, we post a story. The backdrop typically is a pretty house, right? You know, maybe something in their market, maybe not. Maybe a short little clip of a walkthrough that does not have a voiceover. And ask a simple engagement question with a story sticker on it. It's either a yes, no, or an easy poll to fill out, right? Do you love your neighborhood or are you ready to move? Love it, hate it, ready to move, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a super simple one, and you're gonna be like, why is this working? And I don't know why it works, but it works. But you post a picture of one of your listings, an inside picture, super sexy pic, or somebody from someone in your office. Want info? Email, DM me for details. And it has a little sticker right there. That simple message. I have one of my clients, you know Vanessa Riley, right? Yep. She's one of our favorites, right?
Yeah.
I've had her doing this strategy every 4 to 5 days. She's had hundreds of leads over the past 2 to 3 weeks, scheduled buyer appointments, listing appointments, and signed buyers just from doing that simple strategy every 4 to 5 days. I've got a list of about 15 of these different questions that I'm happy to share at any point in time. DM me if you guys want me to put a list together or something. But there's 15 different questions we're seeing lots of responses to.
Yes.
And it's simple engagement, polls, stories, questions. I do the same thing on my Instagram. I do it in my Facebook for my personal clients here. But it's super simple. because if you give people too many options, they don't know what to select.
Yes.
If you just say, hey, do you have any questions? Question mark. Well, you didn't give, you have to give them a question they can say yes or no to, or pick an answer. Yes. Because you want to eliminate all of the possibility that they're just going to keep swiping, right? Something super quick and engaging. And here's one I love. Would you hire your real estate agent again to sell your house? Yes, it was awesome. Maybe it was okay. No, it was really bad. That one has gotten some amazingly interesting responses.
I love that one.
It's good.
Every seller lead is an abandoned seller or a homeowner buyer agent. Yeah, right? I love
exactly.
that.
And it starts so many conversations, right? Yes. And it start goes, and once you do the story sticker, it goes right into your DMs, right? So there's another thing that I really believe in. It's called engagement velocity. Okay. Engagement velocity is right before you post, you go back in, check your poll, DM every single person that responded to the poll, collect all the email addresses. Cause a sidetrack here. Another one that we've been using that works great. Do you want a list of all the new construction homes in insert market? I had one of my clients, Isaac, do that. He had 67 people reply yes. And he collected 67 email addresses for his database list and had 23 conversations from one story post.
It's good.
It happens good. Day in and day out. So anyway, engagement velocity. Respond to all of those DMs, get into all that content, then make your next post, and then go back and then hit the comments section. So do all your DMs first, make your post, go back, hit the comments section. It gives that boost. It's the rising tide, right? It's the tide riser. It brings that content back into the forefront, because if Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook sees you engaging with these people, who is going to get shown your content? Those people.
Yeah.
Well, that's the game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and quite logically, it's like if you're the one who sent a DM to some person and their phone goes zzz, zzz, and they look and they tap a notification and now they're in the app because of you, that's a very, like, fingerprints are there and they're going to definitely prioritize your content. It's smart. I also think that what's smart is the use of stories. Right now, the actual social media parts of Instagram that remain, yes, there are comment threads that are vibrant, but more and more we're seeing comments from people that we don't really know.
Yep.
The close personal network aspects of feed posts are becoming, it's becoming more and more impersonal.
Yes.
But the stories remain personal. And you use the example of Vanessa Riley, who she's such a rock star in our ecosystem.
Yep.
I would also add to it that Vanessa's earned the right, I think, to make those kinds of asks on a recurrent basis, because she's also contributing such incredible value and substance through all of her content. And so I think it's appropriate that you made this the last point, because it stands on the shoulders of everything else. If you don't do all the other pieces that you talked about, you can throw these CTAs out to an audience that's not paying attention. But if you've taken the time to build the audience and leverage the platforms and you know your people and you're offering value, and then you make those asks, that's the right moment to capture the intent. And so I think that's the right way to finish it. It's kind of like what you said in the beginning. It's about brand. It's about lead gen. It's about full circle here.
Yes.
It's all full circle, and it's having the strategy and following it. And I want to give one more example and shout out to one of my coaching clients, Sam RP out of Boston. He came to me wanting specifically, hey, I need help with social. We got to build something here. So we got really, really, really clear on what's the platform. It's Instagram. I was like, all right, let's get really, really, really clear on who your ideal client is. Okay, we know who your ideal client is. And then we tested content for that ideal client until it hit, right? Once we found the right formula, it just happened probably 2-3 months ago. He's already gotten under contract and closed with clients. He's quadrupled his follower count, and they're all local followers because all the content was locally SEO based.
Yeah.
And then he's doing these story strategies and starting to get engagement on these. He's booking appointments almost every single day from following each one of these 5 points that we've talked about. It can work. When you don't think it's going to work, all you have to do is have a clear strategy, someone to keep you accountable to that strategy, and pivot if you need to pivot, and then be consistent above all else.
I love it. I love it. Well, this was an awesome show. Jason, thank you also for jumping in today and being a part of this.
I just noticed we're twinsies too.
Yeah. You guys, I didn't get the memo, but I got the blue. So.
I'm not at the beach either.
Yes. For the person listening to the audio, we all dressed the same today.
Yes.
Well, you guys did. All right. So Will Draper, thank you so much for being on the show. As always, my friend, I appreciate you so much and the work you do as an agent, as an influencer, as a coach for us, the connection that you two have, only good things to come. Make sure you're following Will if you're not already on Instagram. Obviously that, you know, that agent count is growing every single day. So let's wrap it up. Thank you so much. You're probably going to share this with three or four of your friends. You're definitely going to send this to a buddy that is struggling with social media, or maybe just maybe you use it as validation with another pal that you're like, see, this is why I'm kicking ass. Will said it. Jason said it. This is what I'm doing. All right. Thank you so much, Will. Go back to your vacay and we'll see you guys on the next show. Take care. If you want more information about this episode, including my show notes, mentions, links, and everything else, make sure you visit tomferry.com/podcast. That's tomferry.com/podcast. Thanks again, and talk to you soon.